They had to share that video. They had to share it, and I'll tell you why. Do you know what I think of more than maybe I should? Daniel Hagari, the, you know, calendar boy, the There Is a List guy, the birth of Abu Monday. For a long time, I could not stop wondering what the hell was going through his head when he said that. You know, just walking through a dark hospital that they had just bombed, just improvising, just like a high school theater class, just pointing at random shit and saying just the most bonkers, bizarre things you could imagine. Until he gets to this paper on a wall that has the date that he can read written on top, October 7, 2023, it just says just insane things, just completely made up what it says, you know, scrolling with his finger from left to right, pretending he's reading Arabic. And I wondered just what was going through his head where he did that. Why would anybody do that? But I have imbibed quite a lot of Zionist media at this point. And this is specifically Israeli Zionists, right? Like that hardcore type of just insane bullshit. And I mean, we defer to Lawrence Wilkerson here, who said in an interview after he was a former chief of staff for Colin Powell, I think he was in government for decades. And he said just outright and doubled and then tripled down to make sure everybody heard him right, that you can't believe a goddamn thing Israeli leadership says. He said they are patent liars, inveterate liars, it's all propaganda. But if they have that culture of just forget the truth, all we do here is build the nationalist narrative, from the wee kids up to the adults, that is all they want to do. They are not interested in telling the truth. They are interested, especially when speaking in English, all they want to do is think of something that they think will build the nationalist narrative, which they know is a lie. They know it's all fake. They mostly, for the most part, don't believe any of it. They just want to build the narrative that they can feel proud of. But then why aren't they better at it? Why are they so bad at lying, coming from a culture of lying? Except I kind of finally realized part of it, in that case with Calendar Boy, is that it never even occurred to him to care about what an Arabic speaker thinks. They're so just racist. It's a racist apartheid state. He's part of a racist apartheid government, which is inherently bigoted. It never occurred to him to care about people correcting him who could read Arabic. That it just didn't cross his mind. And the fact that that clip not only got viewed, but it got shared by like the official IOF Twitter and all that, like they were proud of it. They were like, oh, what a good narrative he made up in English for other potential Zionist settlers to see and then feel validated by coming here and helping us in our genocidal ethnic cleansing project in Palestine. And that is the reason they had to share that footage of the last moments of Yahya Sinwar. That mentality, first and foremost, that they lie so much that, oh my gosh, here's a real thing that actually happened, that for once we have actual video footage of, video and photographic evidence of the thing that we're saying actually, once in a blue moon, being true. Having evidence for once, they have to share it. But also, it never even occurred to them, and I wallahi, it never occurred to them that people could watch that footage, watch an Arab, a Palestinian, a resistance fighter, and think, wow, that's actually pretty cool. As last moments go, you could do a lot worse. Arms off, bleeding out. They send in the drone to get their video footage that they're so excited to share on the news later. And what does he do? He picks up a stick because he can't move anymore. So he picks up a stick and waits for the drone to get close enough that he can whack it. And it doesn't. So instead, he chucks it like a spear with his last breath. And it never even occurred to the Zionist occupation leadership to maybe not share that video, because it makes him look like such a resistance fighter. it was not within their capability of thinking of that man as a real human being, as more than like some barbaric, evil, animalistic anti-Semite. Because that's the other part of the narrative they always have to push, is that not only is this land ours by insert blank right, whatever, God's right, might is right, doesn't matter. We have to assert that this land is ours, and also that anybody who says otherwise is an evil, barbaric, savage, violent anti-Semite, not a resistance fighter who grew up in a refugee camp and spent years in Zionist prisons being tortured, who said in an interview with Vice, nobody likes war. If you know what war is, nobody likes war, but what do you expect us to do? Just be well-behaved victims while they slaughter us. It never occurred to them to not share that footage because they're so proud of it, and now everybody's watching it and being like, what the hell were you thinking sharing that footage that makes him look like such a badass? Palestinians, in my experience, are so used to death. They think about it all the time. And when one of the resistance leaders dies, they go, well, yeah, of course, he was a resistance leader. Ali Rahamo, who's taking his place? They'll tout it around all over the media, and they'll come up with fake Palestinian quotes. And it's just so textbook, the propaganda. But it's so obvious that they are just not prepared for everybody to have their eyes on their propaganda and see what's really happening. He was just a guy. You can look up interviews with him. And he was more courageous than the bravest Nepo diaper baby mashing an iPad from a distance that you could ever possibly find. That's it. Glory to the martyrs. Long live the resistance.